Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. When she was young, Dr. Rocio Quiñones dreamed of working in a children's hospital. Today, she's a pediatric dentist at the School of Dentistry, where she works to make sure children see a dentist by age one. She oversees the Baby Oral Health Program, which ensures dentists are ready to treat infants and toddlers, setting them up for a lifetime of healthy teeth.
Besides getting young patients started in early dental care, Dr. Quiñones also specializes in prenatal treatment for pregnant mothers.
Prenatal Oral Health Program, also known as POP, was a collaboration between both the UNC Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the School of Dentistry. There's a tremendous gap in the care of pregnant patients, not just in North Carolina, but nationwide, particularly among low-income populations. And there's a lot of work to be done to shift the culture, as many dentists were trained years ago that they should not treat the pregnant patient. The science really no longer supports this, and POP aims to train generations of dentists that are comfortable in caring for pregnant patients as a prelude to caring for the child. So we're really excited that our students are able to have these experiences here at the UNC School of Dentistry. We have developed websites for our prenatal and baby oral health programs that are used internationally. Actually, this summer, I visited the Zhenzhen Hospital in Southern Medical University in China, where they've implemented our programs. Just last year, faculty from NYU came to UNC to learn more about our programs as they develop theirs. It is really humbling to see others share your vision and use your work to advance their cause.
The POP and BOP programs have dramatically increased the dialogue on funding and insurance coverage for pediatric and prenatal dental care.
For that program, this work certainly helped lead the national conversation that promoted Medicaid reimbursement for oral health of young children in the medical home. For our prenatal program, we hope that our work can help inform current policy. We've been able to demonstrate that many pregnant women enter the dental system quite late, namely in the latter part of the second trimester. And subsequently, this does not leave a whole lot of time to deliver comprehensive oral health care, highlighting the missed opportunity with our current pregnancy Medicaid policies that only cover dental services until the time the baby's born. I imagine a time when dental services can be seen as a family unit from pregnancy to three, mirroring many of the national early childhood initiatives highlighting the first 1,000 days of life, which focuses on a preventive mindset of healthcare for both the mother and the child.
As Associate Dean for Educational Leadership and Innovation, Dr. Quiñones works on reinventing curriculums.
This has been a pretty exciting time, a new adventure for me. The changing healthcare system and environment certainly calls for health professions to re-examine how best to educate our students who need to be resilient for the next 40 years of their career while having the skills and confidence not just to excel in the current practice models, but help define future ones. Our curriculum here at the UNC School of Dentistry is called ACT for Advocate, Clinician, and Thinker. I'm extremely lucky to be working with a great team. Our Curriculum Innovation Steering Committee, and we have an outstanding and accomplished faculty team that will be the architects of the curriculum. We expect that our first class will begin in the summer of 2021 using this new framework, so we're really excited about this.
The daughter of an educator and physician, Dr. Quiñones, still gets her inspiration from multiple sources.
So many people have inspired me and continue to inspire me. I really wanted to be a pediatric dentist at a children's hospital. I imagined a career doing that, and my dad even wrote me a poem about it when I graduated. I have to say that my parents have been pivotal. My mom worked with children growing up, and she helped me see a window into that world. And my father, now a retired physician and academician, has always been an inspiration. I'm really inspired every day I walk into the front doors of the School of Dentistry by the interactions with the students, the families we care for, and my colleagues. UNC is really an extraordinary place. And I'm inspired by a sense of duty, my desire to model for my sons and have them really understand the responsibility we all share in trying to leave the world a better place. And finally, my husband, who inspires me every day and reminds me that I can really do this.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.